Hi guys, hi! Welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. My name is Sia and this is the show where I talk about all the things that are bringing me joy. We didn't have an episode last week because I just decided to take a break and, you know, let things simmer down a little bit. You know, like sometimes when, I don't know if this happens to anyone listening, but sometimes you're like speaking, right? And halfway through whatever it is that you're saying, you just get bored of it. And you just like kind of, I don't know how to explain this, but sometimes I talk near and I'm just like over it and I'm bored and I'm just like, I don't even care enough about this thought anymore. So that's kind of what happened last week where I recorded an episode and I was just like, you know what? I don't care for it that much. And I'm someone who values rest and taking breaks. So I was like, I'm not gonna force it. And I just decided, you know what? It's fine. We can miss a week. So that's what I did. But I'm back this week. You know, I won't say I'm better, but like we're back, okay? We're going to push through whatever it is that is currently happening. I think I'm in my head a little bit, or I've been in my head quite a bit this past 2 weeks, which is just making it harder for me to express myself. I've just even realized that within my relationships and just internally in my life that I'm very shy to express myself, or not even shy, I'm not as expressive as I usually am, let me put it that way. And maybe it's the retrograde. I think let's put it on the Mercury retrograde, because now we can put it on something. I think maybe it's the retrograde and I'm just like taking it easy with it and I'm not being too hard on myself because it's kind of expected, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I hope you guys are well and I hope you're having a great start to your week. And I hope you're finding little bits of joy wherever you are. So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that is not particularly bringing me joy in a sense, but it's something that's been in my head quite a bit, just consuming my mind. And it's probably something that I definitely need to journal about and kind of like, you know, word vomit about it, because I haven't grasped it yet, you know. And I was listening to No Deep Dives, which is another podcast that I really love, by Flex Mami, and she was talking about going back to basics in terms of the words that we use and seeing whether or not we actually understand them. Like, because a lot of the time we find ourselves using certain words or certain terminology just based on assumption. And she's kind of going back to basics, like the definition of it, and making sure that she's understanding it fundamentally versus just regurgitating it and just saying it in a ways that she believes or thinks it's meant to be understood, or just the ways that she understands it to be. And I thought that premise, that entire idea of just going back to basics of things, is so important. She did an episode where she talked about feelings versus emotions, and then she also had another episode about like values. What are values and what are some of her values in life, right? So I listened to this episode, and on my notes app, right, I have this long list of questions that I ask myself as they happen during the day. Like, I'll have a thought and I'll just kind of like write it down, and I don't necessarily go back to it, but the intention is that at some point in life I will go back to it and maybe journal about it or kind of discuss it and kind of do a deep dive for myself, whether it's to understand myself better, or it's like a book I want to read, or someone recommended something, or like a movie I want to watch. And I went to this note this morning as I was just thinking about what to talk about today, like what potential things do I want to say. And funny enough, I found that I have written down these questions in different forms for myself in the past. There's a question that says, what are my core pillars? And I don't know what I was watching or what inspired this question or what I was reading, but it just says, what are my core pillars? And under that, I have, what guidelines do I live by? And then I go down the list, and then there's another question that's like, what are my values? So to me, that kind of stood out, that I have been asking myself these questions, which basically to a certain extent mean the same thing. But I haven't gone back to kind of unpack it for myself. Like, I just didn't get the time, or I just never went back to actually put in that work and try to understand myself from that perspective. But then I decided, maybe let's unpack it for the podcast. From there, I just started like researching what is the difference between values, principles, morals, ethics, because in my head it's all part of the same community. I feel like I use those words interchangeably most times. We're always talking about the fact that I'm not upset at the action, I'm mad at the principle. And it's something that I say so often. Or even like, if someone upsets me and there's just like irreconcilable differences, I can't continue this relationship with this person because we just have a different set of values. And I say those things, but I never really interrogate, like, what do I mean by that? What do I mean? What are those things that fundamentally make me feel like I cannot exist in the same intimate space as this person, or our worldview is just so different because of the set of morals or values and ethics and principles that we share? Well, basically, we don't share a lot of them. But then I decided, you know what? Let me actually do a deep dive and write down and unpack what I mean when I say these things for myself. Hey guys, Editing Sia here. So I still don't think I get it fully. Anyway, values describe what is important in a person's life, while ethics and morals prescribe what is or is not considered appropriate behavior in living one's lives. Principles inform our choice of desirable behavioral constraints, morals, ethics, rules, laws, etc. Generally speaking, value is what makes something desirable or undesirable, apparently. Through applying our personal values, usually unconsciously, as benchmarks, we continually make subjective judgments about a whole manner of things. We are likely to make choices that support our value systems than choices that will not, right? Values therefore become a part of complex attitude sets that influence our behavior and the behavior of all those with whom we interact. What we value guides not only our personal choices, but also our perceptions of the worth of others. On the other hand, ethics are the standards by which behaviors are evaluated for their morality. So, basically, to summarize, values are our measures of importance, whereas ethics represent our judgments about right and wrong. Another source says, values are subjective, personal, emotional, and arguable, while principles are objective, factual, impersonal, and self-evident because they are indisputable. Principles are universal truths based on natural laws. While values govern behaviors, principles govern the consequences of those behaviors. So basically, values are what we have, things we do, practice, and live by. And they just guide our behaviors and actions. Anyway, this is my failed attempt at understanding this thing, and I think it's gonna haunt me until I have more clarity, because I do realize that I use it interchangeably most times. So I wrote down a set of like values that I think are most important to me, and I'm going to break them down for you guys. First of all, This is like a phrase, right? And it's a phrase that was ingrained in me growing up, I believe, probably like in Sunday school, at home, or at school. It's this phrase that says, do unto others as you would expect them to do unto you. There's different variations of this phrase, like treat people the way you want them to treat you or the way you would like to be treated, and so on and so forth. But I think that's like a very important phrase for me. It's a very important guiding principle for my life. I try my absolute best to treat people the way that I would want to be treated, or even the way that I want them to treat me. So I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm not going to speak out of turn. I will have the same level of care that I have for myself for you. I try my absolute best, and I think I do really well at that. If I do say so myself. If there's somebody who feels like they haven't been treated fairly by me, safe space, feel free, we can unpack that. But yeah, obviously there have been moments in my life where I'm like, maybe I should have done certain things a bit better or treated people much better. But ultimately, this is my guiding principle, and I try by all means to live my life in such a way that what I put out is what I expect in return. This in part goes into like kindness, which is also another one of my values, and respect. I try to lead with kindness and respect unless I have information that will kind of sway me a certain way. But even then, I do still think I maintain a level of respect and kindness for every individual, which I also kind of expect in return. Another one of my values is doing my best or being excellent in whatever it is that I do. And this does not mean I have to be perfect. This does not mean my best looks the same each and every single day. But part of doing my best is like doing the things that I said I was going to do. And I struggle with this sometimes. I know that there's areas where I fall short, where I can talk myself out of doing certain things. But when I do show up, I do my best. And this is also what I expect of other people. I expect them to show up. If we're working together, I expect you to come and do your best, right? And that may not look like it looked yesterday because of other factors, but it's like I'm trying my best here, so that when I leave whatever it is that I am doing, I leave with a sense of fulfillment, because I'm like, I know that I've done my best. And I'm someone who doesn't like to regret, like maybe I should have done this differently. I try to exhaust all my options before I let go of whatever situation or before I complete whatever it is that I am doing. So I do try my best to always do my best. My third to last value is curiosity. I think I'm a very curious person, and I find that I struggle to maintain any sort of relationship with people that aren't curious, like about life, about things in general. I really do struggle with people who are set in their ways, the type of person who's just like, well, this is how I am, you know. I really do struggle with that. In general, I'm always reading to kind of like satisfy that sense of curiosity within me, you know. I even the music I listen to, like I really do struggle with people who are just like, I listen to this genre and this genre alone. Like that is a very good indicator to me that like you are not an open person, you're not open to new experiences. So I don't think our relationship, whether it's like friendship, whether it's like you just being an acquaintance, I just feel like we won't have much to talk about because you're just set in your ways and you don't have an expansive mindset. You're not curious. So there's really very little that we will connect on. And the other thing that I think is very evident, just within my circles, like my social circles, within my family as well, even with my work, is creativity. I believe that is one of my values as well. I am surrounded by creatives. I am a creative, and I enjoy being around creative people and spaces. Like, we don't need to like the same things or like the same creative expressions, but like, there is some level of creativity, and I feel like that ties in very perfectly with curiosity as well, because I do think creative people are also very curious people, because that's how you nurture your creative bone or whatever you may call it. But yeah, I think creativity is one of my values, and it is reflected even with the people that I surround myself, the friends that I have, and just the things that I like to do. This last one is rest, right? And rest is very important to me. I am somebody who loves to, you know, rest and chill, and I think I do not get along with people who are like grind all the time. I am somebody who values rest. I try very hard to live a balanced life where the moments where I am working hard and I'm exerting that energy and all those types of things, but I need to rest, and my body will tell me when I need to rest. Like, I will be irritable when I am not resting enough. I just physically will not have a grand time, you know? So I think rest is definitely one of my values. I preach it to my friends. I also want them to rest. Like, if they've just been on the go, I'm the person who will remind you to take a step back and rest and allow your body to recover, allow your mind to recover, and allow your spirit to recover, because I feel like in those moments of rest, that's when you pick up a lot of energy to come back into the world and exert that energy again, you know? Or maybe it's because I'm an introvert, I don't know, and I just love being at home and relaxation. That is my vibe. So yeah, those are some of the values that I think are very important to me. And I'm still going to unpack some of these for myself, because I do really want to get into writing them down and actually going in depth and in detail about what each of these things means to me and why I value them so much. Because I think there's so much that I can learn about myself through writing these down, and I just thought it was really interesting that I have asked myself this question in different forms, at different moments in time. I can't even pinpoint like what had triggered me asking myself these questions, but I know in the past week I was triggered by the conversation that Flex was having on her podcast about some of her values as well. So I just thought it would be a cute little chit-chat on what my values are, and I hope you got better insight and understanding as to like the type of person that I am. I hope you guys also take this and journal about it and kind of interrogate yourselves about what your values are. And yeah, so I'm going to end the conversation here. Thank you so much for listening, and we shall chat again next week. Bye.